This is a HeadGum Podcast.
When I have a demon in my life, or maybe just a small gripe, something doesn't seem right until I confront them and they make nice. The world is full of snakes and whores. Get through the grim that's in the world. Confronting demons with Megan. Confronting demons with Megan Stalter. Or Meg Stalter. Sometimes I go by Meg.
I'm not doing really good today because I took a COVID test. I don't have any signs of it, but I was trying to go to a nightclub. So I had to get a test. But anyway, I'm going to sing a song, of course. Nick is asleep right now, so he can't interrupt me. Here I go. Hope the song doesn't wake him up. And by the way, people, stop asking me to sing more on the podcast. I do one song in the beginning. And if you keep asking me to do some more songs, I'm going to stop doing the podcast altogether. And for the record, stop asking for the real talks to come back. They're not coming back. Here I go. Here's the song. Oh, the song is, by the way, the song is about sex, which I don't normally sing songs about sex. So I'm actually really excited. And by the way, I had my first orgasm a couple months ago. From my husband, who again refuses to quarantine with me, but he did this thing where he was texting me to put my phone in between my legs. You got me feeling things. You got me curling my toes. Girl, you got me feeling from head to toe. You're my sex, my intuition. And by the way, we're not allowed to play background music, Emma told me. And that's why. So stop inboxing me, asking me why my main songs in the beginning don't have music in the background. Our producer Emma and our producer Tracy told me I wasn't allowed to have music. You have to pay for it. You got me feeling from my head to my toes. You are my sex, my intuition. I would reverse cowgirl you into a new position. Do 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 do. Bisexual energy. And by the way, Nick didn't want me to sing this. I'm dancing with you. You're dancing with me. Bisexual energy. Will I marry a he, she, or they? I walk into the grocery store. Everybody wants me on aisle four. Kiss my neck. Make me scream. Wait right there. Oh, yeah, I need more beans. I'm everyone's little sex doll by the window. By the way, the window's open in my room. Everyone's toy. Let's go to the mall. I'm walking or shut your window if you don't want me to sing. I'm a walking orgasm straight from heaven. Don't call my name. And this is where a lot of people come in. Say my name. Ariana Grande does this part. I don't play games. If you don't want me, that's okay. I've never met anyone didn't want to do devour me. I haven't met anyone who just want to bow down like I'm the queen. I'm Marilyn Monroe reincarnated. I'm Picasso remade. And that's kind of the end of that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Confronting Demons with...
Whoa. Did you...
What?
Oh, my God. Did you already start?
If you keep passing out right before the podcast, I can't keep...
I'm sorry. It was after tea time. After, you know how tired I get after tea time.
I told you to stop doing tea time.
But did you...
Hey, I told you to stop doing tea time.
Okay, I like to have a tea time by my... I told you, just because you're not invited it anymore doesn't mean I can't do it.
Tea time shouldn't be 5-hour nap after. Mm-hmm. Most people aren't eating catnip with their tea, by the way.
Well, in France, that's what they do generally.
Catnip in France. They do? I thought that was for cats.
No, I meant the nap part. They don't eat catnip.
And also, you shouldn't be drinking sleepy time tea at noon.
Okay, well, sleepy time tea is perfect for right before you take a nap.
All you should be having day naps.
That's what they do in France.
So you're going to miss another shift at the hospital today then. You know you're missing another shift at the hospital because of this. You were literally supposed to be there.
I told you I'm not going to do your magic act for sick children at the hospital anymore because
they think it's me. I'm not good at magic.
None of them ever think that it's a magic trick. They always know that we're two different people. When I walk out the one door and you walk in the other door, you don't want to be in show business.
You don't want to be in show business, do you? This is what it is. You wanted to be in the podcast. You got my manager to sign you. And all of a sudden, now it's time to actually show up to the shows, do the sick hospital magic tricks. And what are you doing? I want to have sleepy time tea again. Anyway, welcome to... great. I don't even have my notes in front of me. So this is what I have to say. Welcome to Boop Bop Boop Bop. I don't remember any of my lines. People don't know this, but this whole podcast is scripted. And if you distract me, I don't know what my lines are. Here, okay, find it. Okay, find it. Hello, welcome to Confronting Demons with Megan Salter intro. This is a podcast about confronting. I'm Megan Salter. And this is a podcast about confronting somebody in your life that has been a real stinky guy. Somebody who's been mean, rotten to the core, and then it gives them a chance to say sorry to me, to mend bridges. We've had people on here, just a few people, Adam Sandler, my ex. We've had so many different people that we have confronted. Hello. But today we wanted to do a sort of a special, and who's we, by the way? Me and my brother, Nick. We wanted to do a special podcast episode where we don't have a guest. We wanted to talk about some of the projects. Oh, Nick, don't talk yet. We wanted to talk about Nick, don't talk yet. We wanted to talk about some of the upcoming projects. I actually don't know what Nick's doing besides working at the hospital, but because you had a Broadway show that you're not doing.
I went to
anymore,
a Broadway show, yeah. It was when they were showing Hamilton on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched
crickets. not crickets about the show, just crickets about you didn't really have anything else to say after that. I just am so excited to hear kind of your upcoming projects because like we've talked and I've had so many things I've been wanting to do and I'm going to talk about them now. But you whenever I ask you what roles you have and you're just kind of like,
I'm currently playing a role of the
role in Thanksgiving, butter roll. What'd you say?
No, I'm not playing.
You're going to make a buttered roll for Thanksgiving for mom?
No, it wasn't like about a buttered roll or anything.
Yeah.
It was more about acting.
Oh, okay. What did you say you were going to play a role in?
I'm sort of playing a role of life. And that's where you live your life as.
I don't remember casting for that. Was that?
It's sort of, I've been taking acting classes and they say that you should play at your life as if your life were a role. And
that's something they offered at the hospital after you did your magic show, like a free class.
Yeah. Dr. David does a class for the sick kids. Dr. David does a class for the sick kids. And he says they need to live their lives as if their lives were a role.
I don't know if that's an acting class. It sounds like you stayed for a motivational speech sort of thing.
I don't know. It could have been anything. I just actually just woken up from it. I just came back from sleepy time tea.
Oh, sorry. So
it could have been anything.
Sorry, the girls are walking in. Hey, girls, you're a little bit late.
Hi, we're so sorry. We had to get your coffee.
So sorry.
Nick, these are the interns. These are the, there's new interns.
Yeah, what do they drive? A two-person pedal bike or something? How are they?
Yeah.
They're sweating so much.
We do have a condition. As we are twins, we share a lot of the same conditions. We have a sweating.
You guys get the cream in the bag. I feel like you're getting comfortable just sort of waltzing in.
We're so sorry. Nick, here's your black coffee. And Megan, here's your raw rat's milk you asked for.
Nope. I don't want you to, you don't need to announce the.
We just wanted to make sure we got your raw rat's milk for you.
And you wanted it lukewarm.
Stop saying that, raw.
You did want it lukewarm. You said specifically for us to tell.
Just hand it to me.
Oh. Okay, here you go. No, here you go. It's fine. It's fine. Is there anything else? We know you wanted us to clean the studio. We know we're so excited because it's It's so
well, if you knew that, why is there so much dirt on my desks? There's a lot of dirt on the desk.
We did forget the desk.
We forgot the desk. Mm. We forgot That's the
crazy.
Desk.
That's crazy. Because, you know, there's only about three things in this room.
Nick, you're yelling at them.
Well, I sort of thought this was the relationship between hosts and interns was
you're not their like boss this. Honey, I'm the one that has been asking them things. Can you get me coffee? I guess throwing something black for Nick, the black the nose.
That's I was wondering about like that too, because I don't drink black coffee,
but you seem like a kind of guy that doesn't like something sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do not that I like anything sweet, but I'm more of a tea man myself.
Megan told us specifically black coffee. Okay. No cream, cold.
I like this.
Water.
I've never heard anyone talk to him like that. I like that attitude.
Hmm.
Yeah, Nick, we just want to make sure that you realize that Megan is paying us and that we don't have to respect you in any way. And we won't.
Yeah, I mean,
Megan's paying you guys? Because I haven't seen a dime out of this.
Well, I'm not paying you. You're not an intern.
Okay.
Girls, do you have the files I was asking for, by the way? I just need to know if you brought them or not, because like I really needed those files. I have an audition later this afternoon.
We took it upon ourselves. I mean, we know that you gave us specific instructions for what you wanted us to do, but we felt as your new interns, we could just really add something to, you know, your career. And we tweaked the files a bit.
We did tweak the files. We actually did, we've kind of gone through a lot of your financial history. We actually have been going through some recent searches and some recent purchases. I don't know
Nick,
if you want
jump
to
in.
Do that.
Yeah, what's up with
you?
Nick, jump in. Jump in.
That's, do you need I'm your brother in. To talk for you?
Yeah, yes, I need him to talk
yes,
to me, Taylor.
Your brother to talk for
Taylor and Ellen, two and interns Ellen. Off the street of LA.
Yeah, I didn't even know your names were Taylor and Ellen when you walked
Taylor
in.
Taylor and Ellen.
I thought that you two were one person. I would see one of you sometimes. I'd see the other one sometimes. I thought you two were one person. You look so similar. I can't believe that God made two of you.
Well, you're making them cry right now. Don't talk to my interns like that.
Nick, why would you say that? We're two separate people, Nick.
Okay. Well,
they're carrying two different helmets. Do you think they put two helmets on one head?
Hey, I'm here standing up for you.
Hey!
Hey!
Everyone's fighting.
Look, we're just here to make Megan's life easier, okay? And better. And better. We have extensive education in PR, marketing, assistant things. Mm-hmm. We know what we're doing. And for you,
I needed you guys to bring
a
coffee
PhD and wiping off a table from all the
we did
wiping dust off a table.
Yeah, I did, Nick.
Well, these are the rowdiest interns I've ever seen. We just everyone take a breath because it is too crazy right now in here. We have two of the rowdiest interns I have ever seen, and one of the most ungrateful brothers I've ever met in my entire life. Now, everyone we're going to promote today. We're going to clean the office together. Nick, you can be in charge of kind of leading them to do that. I can't clean stuff. My hands are basically bleeding out because I tweeted about voting one time today. Okay? So I can't be just cleaning stuff too. What if I have to tweet again later?
Which brings up another thing. Megan, we're not so sure you should be tweeting.
Right. It seems like you do tweet really kind of anything that you want.
Well, you don't
want
to see the deleted then.
We've actually gone
through.
Are you getting sent the deleted right to you?
Yeah, yes. They actually go right to our phones and alert us. We also see all of your drafts. We see what you're working on. And frankly, we're kind of scared for your career.
Well, you didn't see the one thing that I sent last night, did you? I'll post a big picture of me.
Yeah,
and I said, I want somebody to eat me out. You didn't see that, did you? I deleted it, Nick. You don't have to look at me like that. You don't even know what that means.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know what that meant, but I did follow the link for that you've included in the description of that photo.
I'm not there for 50 seconds. I'm sorry you're so obsessed with me.
It was up there pretty quick, but I do tend to check on things with you because I never know when you might need help. And that link, guess where that took me? That took me to MeganStalter.com.
No,
that's a big web photo.
Okay.
Photo of you and a fart noise. And I
don't
know if you made
that noise in there.
You didn't mean to put the noise in there?
I can't get it off.
You made MeganStalter.com. I thought that was a fan website.
I was trying to put in a big explosion sound, and it somehow messed up the buttons I put in.
And that for honesty, that's part of why I wanted to get two interns to help me with stuff like this. I don't know how to get the site down. I don't know how to get the sound down.
Honey, we'll
get the sound down.
Honey, we'll take it down for you. But one more thing. We want to bring up something. We think that you know, you could really be making more money in collaborations, sweetheart.
I'm not making any money.
Well, it's all about collaborations these days, babe. All right.
I'm collaborating right now with you guys. I don't make any money. Do people think I make money?
Yeah. You need to be making money right now. You need to be making money right now.
Are you sure you two are agents or two sci-fi aliens? Because I'm looking, no, interns have never, usually interns go, hello.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Can I get you? Yeah.
You know,
what else can I get you? Who else can I get to you? And
who else can I get to you?
Yeah. Who else can I get to you?
We're more, we can do more. We can do so much more.
Megan, we're tapped into source is all we're going to say.
You're tapped into source.
Well, Megan, I gotta be honest.
Okay.
I gotta be honest. I'm not super impressed with the one sponsor you've already gotten for her silly bands. Cause I'm finding those little things all over the house. They've been sending buckets of them here. And
each one means a different sexual thing you did. So Nick was walking around yesterday with a lot of them on his arm. And I was like,
I just found them. I actually pulled all of those out of the vacuum. Took me all morning.
But you're wearing them, which means you're sending a message to me, the person you live with, that you have tried cowgirl. You've tried reverse cowgirl. You've tried salad. You know, you've tried all the different things. I mean, look at the silly band Taylor's wearing. She's wearing one. That means she's a virgin. Ellen has 45 up her arm. I don't know, even want to know what all those mean.
I wasn't thinking they did that. I was thinking they were just little small animals. I didn't know that they meant.
They're obviously not. Why would a bracelet not mean something?
Okay.
Why would a bracelet not mean that?
I guess that might.
Girls, jump in. Girls.
Nick, bracelets mean a lot.
Girls, jump in.
Nick, everything means everything. Nick.
Okay. Yeah. Nick, don't. You got it. You got to keep up. Okay. You got to keep up.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's just, you know what? Silly bands, get them out of here. Okay. Silly bands, they don't matter. You know who has contacted you?
I think we could get in trouble for saying that live on air.
Yeah. You're still getting sponsored. We're
still recording. So you're yelling, get them out of here. But they are paying us to sort of put this out right now. And now I think you have to say, get them in here.
Something nice about them.
Hey, silly bands, get them in here.
Hey, silly bands, get in me, silly bands.
Oh, Taylor.
I'm a virgin.
We can't have interns screaming. This podcast is a family podcast. We can't say sex stuff.
I can't believe we've gotten this far. And I cannot believe we've gotten this far. And these two don't even realize that we are recording. I know usually you two come in here and all the lights are turned off and no one's in here.
Yeah.
But did you see how when you came in, we were sitting down and we had microphones and there were video cameras?
Did you see that?
Video cameras posted all across.
Nick, you're yelling at them. Do you think they're going to be getting your sushi lunch if you keep yelling like that? Cancel the sushi order.
Honestly, we're just bringing you coffee, maybe giving you a few tips. Mm-hmm. We're so sorry. We didn't, you know, we didn't mean to interject.
It's fine.
Listen, hey, Nick, Megan, we'll leave you be. This is not our place. Okay. This is not our space. But if we can say one more thing before we go, this is huge. Megan, this is huge. Because of all your recent posts with your doggies, right? Petco has reached out and made an offer to you. Hey,
I'm having a heart attack.
Grab
your trailer, honey.
I can't breathe.
That woman has always wanted a chinchilla. And you can make that happen with Petco, I think that would be world to her.
Nick, are you reading our minds?
Did you mean that they're sending me more animals? Or did you mean they wanted me to sort of talk about? Or did you mean they were actually sending me more animals?
Megan, all they want you to do is actually, I think Ellen, you have the information. You have the email.
Go, Ellen, go.
I do have the email. They will send you one live chinchilla in exchange for your current animal, your current dog.
I don't. Which one?
Well, Nick actually was. Nick, I don't know why you're being so shy. You were CC'd in on this email. You said that
if Nick, you were CC'd on it,
chinchilla, that she would give up her dogs. I don't know why you're acting so.
Okay,
Nick, you're joking my asshole.
You
have to be. Because if you've been CC'd on something and you didn't CC to me, then I guess you want to kill me.
Frankly,
if you aren't on emails that I'm not on, then that must mean you want to wake me up in the middle of the night and chop all my limbs off and then make a little soup and feed it to yourself.
To be honest, right now, I'm completely and utterly, totally shocked.
I didn't even know you had to log on to your email.
Would ever tell you that ever in a million years. Because I was thinking, first I got the email, I thought, CC'd, don't know what that means. And then CC's the second pizza. Thing, yeah, I was thinking CC's pizza, $5 unlimited pizza. That's a deal I would love to take.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking, okay, I can say whatever I want here.
You're delivering this news like you are the Grim Reaper.
That. I feel like
you are saying the story like you are have been half in the grave.
I feel like I've been visited by the Grim Reaper just now, because that was a complete and utter betrayal of my trust. And I really thought I could say whatever I wanted to these interns and nothing would make its way back to you.
No, you can't. Ghost of Christmas Past. You can't say whatever you want. That's not how communication works. Mm-hmm. I am the person that has 500 people on following her Instagram. I'm the one that is the host of the show. You're the co-host.
Mm-hmm.
You're the co-host. You don't get to be mean to the interns that I, first of all, have had sleepovers with. We are really close. And you are an outsider right now screaming at my little girls. Yeah, the ones that bought you coffee.
Stay in your lane, Nick.
Girls, calm down.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you know, Nick. I think on the front of the dog, the only, I said that because I thought maybe I was thinking maybe we could get her to give that dog up. Because
I'm not giving away
my dog. Is so,
no, I'm not giving
that
my dog away.
That dog is so old. Every time I come out of the bathroom, I think there's a ghost waiting for their turn. Because you know what?
And when she passes,
right out there.
I hope she haunts you in a scary way.
I hope
when my dog passes away, you wake up in the middle of the night and she has somehow dressed herself as an old ghost woman. And you don't even know it's her. And guess what she's going to say? I'm not going to hunt Megan. I'm going to hunt you. So the first thing I wanted to kind of plug today, girls, jump in if you think it's helpful. But I do want to plug that I'm going to be doing a one-woman show in 2023. It's going to be actually at the Men, girls. Wait for this. Well, I didn't get to tell you guys this. Oh. I'm going to be doing a show in the Manhattan Brooklyn Gala and South by Southwest Airlines.
Ah! Oh my God. Wow.
I'm excited.
Wow. Wow.
It's going to be called I'm a Woman, period. And it's going to be a lot of period stories about me kind of being a woman and kind of talking about how I haven't had a period in a long time and I'm not going to go to the doctor to see what's going on with that. It's going to be like my story and how, you know, it's going to be how I bled out on my mom's boyfriend's car and sort of just period stuff. And sometimes I'm going to say things like, you get it, girls. And everyone's okay. going to go, oh, Ellen, you've lost interest.
No, of course not.
I was going to ask you to be the art director on it. You've lost interest. Taylor, jump
Megan,
in.
I mean, if I can be completely honest, Megan.
No, come on.
I don't know if it's what your followers need. I don't know if it's what your followers want, honey.
I can't always have a big straw hat on and do a, you know, Southern mom character. Sometimes I want to say real things. I'm on my period. No, I'm not. You know, I want to be able to sort of say stuff like that.
I get right. that. I get
you don't
that.
Think I should do
the thing.
I think so.
We're all sorry.
Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
We have telepathy or whatever it is. You know.
Empathy.
Yeah, we have empathy shared. Yeah.
That's something Nick was actually born without.
We have. Oh, Nick.
I don't know.
I actually. I have a lot of trouble understanding what
Nick, come on.
Their faces. And so when someone sort of like when someone is hurt and they might see their face like that, I always look at them and I think, what are they doing? I think, why are they doing that? Are they squishing a bug or something between their cheeks?
I told you not to talk about that kind of stuff on the podcast. I don't want that to be our thing.
Nick, you're scaring me. I'm scared. You know? I feel unsafe.
Well, I actually, that's really surprising because I have no idea what your face is saying that you're feeling.
I feel really scared around him.
How do you live with him?
I don't know. Some nights I start forgetting I live with him and I get up to go to the bathroom and he's just kind of standing in the hallway and I start screaming. I pass out and I have to get taken to the hospital. And then when I wake up, he's the first person I see. And it makes me so scared because I forget who he is for a second.
Well, I'm actually, you know that I'm looking at you while you're sleeping so that I can see the way that I'm supposed to be looking while I'm sleeping. Because I'm not
Yeah,
sure.
But can't you just take a picture? It'll last longer. That's so funny. I saw that in the movie The Parent Trap. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? So you don't want me to do the grounded show then? Because I just feel like
given what took place last year at the gynecologist.
No, I don't want to talk about that. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
We got to talk about it.
I don't know if we should. Do you really think we should though?
Megan.
Nick's in the room. We're talking about, you know, titties and cheetahs.
Megan, your first.
Is it girl talk time?
Put cotton balls in your ear, Nick.
Yeah, I'm gonna
balls that we play.
No, you know what? Men should hear this.
Under the desk.
You're right.
I can slip under the desk.
Men should hear this.
Men should hear this. Hey, Nick, listen up.
I can stay for girl talk time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you pervert.
Well, fire away, girls.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Yeah, girls, Nick. I don't understand why you have all this information on me, by the way.
It's public knowledge, which is what we're finding now. You know, we Google your name, it says the incident at the gyno. Megan Stolfer.
Why do you have to click on that?
We're your interns. We need to know everything that's out there about
you. Off hours, girl.
Megan.
We don't have any off hours.
Honey, we're always on, honey. We care.
Like you guys are looking for a different position than intern. You know, you bring me coffee, you sort of go, my dream was to go, oh God, let's go out to the mall. Let's take the day off, you know?
Yeah, Megan, we're not going to be here for that for you, okay? We're going to tell you this right now. We need to jumpstart your career. We need to ignite it. You've been mm-hmm. slacking, you know? Your followers are dropping, you know? We know you recently just turned 30. And we know you're
afraid of... Can we get that... Emma, cut that part out.
Emma,
I want to turn 35, older.
No, honey.
We're trying to keep you relevant, okay? You
put in, I turned 60.
No, honey.
I don't think that's going to help.
Honey.
I don't think that's going to help.
Honey, the younger, the better. So there was the gyno incident. There was the incident at the dentist's office.
That wasn't my fault.
It wasn't your fault that all of your teeth are falling out and they're raw because of the raw milk you're drinking?
Hey. You don't have to be yelling at people when their teeth are raw and they're drinking milk. Nobody says in the jar, this is going to be making your teeth fall out.
Megan,
it makes your teeth soft.
Was it your fault? Was it your fault when you bit the dental hygienist's hand right off from her body?
She put her hands in my mouth.
Everybody,
when somebody puts my hands in my mouth, I'm then be biting. It's not.
You don't talk to me like that. You don't talk.
Hey,
I'm here defending you. I'm here defending you. You don't talk to her like that. Yeah, she can bite sometimes, but her teeth are really soft, anyways.
I thought you were yelling at me. I thought you were yelling at me, so I started yelling back at you.
It is your fault. You bit her hand off and you told her to kiss your ass, and that's not okay behavior.
So you know what? If you don't want me to do something like that, why don't you go be Cameron Diaz's intern?
We tried.
Well, what happened there?
You know, she got a little too hot and sexy for our taste.
Okay, well, you don't want to see me in lingerie then, because you're gonna be running for the hills going to Mario Lopez instead of me. This is sick to me that my two, first of all, my new best friends, my interns, are looking up little stuff on me. I don't want her to do this. Oh, God. Nobody needs to know the soft teeth story, the rotten teeth story. And somebody is going to be getting bit if they put their hand in my mouth. Nick will tell you from this morning at breakfast.
Don't put your hands in her mouth. I don't think you should put your hands in anyone's mouth.
No.
Dentist or not. I don't think you should put your hands in people's mouths.
Mm-mm. But I thought that's like hot.
For you,
but we're at a dentist's office. We're not making love on someone's birthday party.
We shouldn't put our hands in each other's mouths for that either.
Right.
Nick, you stay out of my sex life.
When I have a demon in my life, or maybe just a small gripe, something doesn't seem right until I confront them and they make nice. The world is full of snakes and whores. Get through the grim in the world, confronting demons with Megan, confronting demons with Megan Stalter, or Meg Stalter. Sometimes I go by Meg.
That was a HeadGum podcast.